storms by afternoon, the high 92. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 75 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Inside the Locker Room with former Crimson Tide basketball coach Wimp Sanderson and his son, former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson. It's time to take you inside the locker room on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Microphone on. Here we go. And good morning. Welcome in to the Tuesday edition of Inside the Locker Room, 205-342-9904. As we roll closer to football season, we got Doug Bell. Did we tweet out Doug's picks yesterday? Doug Bell's picks in for two games for this weekend, so we can take a look at those if you'd like to do that. We'll also find out how close we're getting to a Blue Play special. If we're going to do one this weekend, week zero, we'll find that out as well. Vinegar Tip, Kevin Skarbinski at the bottom of the hour. Download the app, the Tide 100.9 app, to your smartphone, and you can take us with you anywhere you go. You want to email us, you can do that at wimpandbarry@yahoo.com. We want to thank Yellowwood Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern. They make this 7 o'clock hour possible. And always remember, guys, if it doesn't have that yellow tag on it, then you certainly don't want it. Normal day, we got Chase behind the glass. Good morning, Chase. How are you, sir? Good morning, Dad. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing okay. Of course, games start on Saturday. We're in a three-day period of where we're talking about what's going to happen not only this coming week, but the week after. All speculation, all is what you think. Alabama with the two running backs out, Miller and Hayes out, is not good. We've talked about the quarterback till we've worn it out, but we've had very little mention of the running backs by anybody. So I think that's the leading, one of the leading stories. Quarterback may have stayed. I think he's out west. Joe Aguilar is going to be the quarterback at Tennessee. White Sox beat the Braves 13-9. Lagway, the quarterback that most people like. I'm not crazy about him as a player for whatever reason. I think he shows Ndoka is back, ready to go. Julian Sayan is going to be the quarterback. He's another person, another quarterback. Barry's mentioned a quarterback from time to time. He's been to Alabama. He's been here. I think he's a very, very good player. We'll see what happens there. Auburn not only has three offensive coordinators, there's a possibility that they will play and look at three quarterbacks in the first game. And they start Jackson Arnold. They probably look at Deuce Knight, and they probably look at the Daniels kid. So they'll be running into each other trying to decide what they're going to do on offense. But anyway, he made that statement that they might do that. So we'll see. I know you like the rankings. I'll just tell you that, and I'll be off here. But there you have it. Auburn's ranked 21 in the preseason. That doesn't mean anything. Clemson and LSU play each other. If you're a gambler, Clemson's 16 ranked, and LSU's 12, which is a little bit of a surprise to me. Ole Miss and South Carolina, 11 and 12, and Tennessee's an 8. Alabama, before the injury, was a 3. I don't know what they are now. And Georgia, a 2. And Texas is a 1. Ohio State was a 4. That's not much news. There's not a whole lot of stuff that really sticks out at us. And Barry may have something I don't have. But we welcome your calls and tell us who the running backs are going to be and why Alabama's still going to win. A little bit more scary, I think, because of that. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
Auburn. Things. I know this Alabama show, Chase, but what do you think about, and people say that was the best $200,000 investment, if that was true, about Auburn retiring Cam Newton's jersey, number two, will hang in the rafters.
Well, you never go back on something somebody did wrong. I don't think you need to fill that up. As you know, he was kicked out of Florida for stealing stuff. But no big deal. But you know, he got there because of something that he did wrong, and he made a right out of it, which is a plus. So I think anytime you can make a wrong and turn it into a right, then you've capitalized on your ability to handle things. So I think it's okay. I don't know that I would make a huge deal out of it. If we wish to do so, it's fine. I'm not overly one way or the other. I guess that's fine. You know, I thought maybe they might wait and do it, but maybe they will do it at the opening game at home. I guess that's what they'll do. I don't know, but it's fine.
Nick Saban was in Birmingham last night, the Nick Saban Legacy Awards. I guess they were honoring David Cutcliffe and Pat Dye. Rick Neuheisel was up there, Lawrence Sisler, and they asked Coach about Greg McElroy's comments. I don't think Coach was that fired up about Greg McElroy saying that. He said, and I quote, "You know, I don't know where that came from." Saban said, "Greg McElroy played quarterback for us, and if he had said something like that when he was a player, he would have got his ass kicked," is what Nick Saban had to say about that. So, did McElroy, I guess he calls Nick Saban, have to answer this question more times than he wants. Well, I bet he was kind of frustrated. I don't know who his source was. Surely he does. But if he even had a source, sounds like Nick Saban did not appreciate Greg McElroy trying to predict that he was getting back into coaching.
Yeah, they honored Tad and
Cutcliffe.
Yeah. Cutcliffe used to tell me that when he was at Alabama, he was there a while, he used to come down and love to watch us practice. And I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, I love y'all's practices." And so I said, "Well, thank you. I like for a football coach to come in and say that." But that's what he told me one time. So I appreciate that. Yeah, he's a good person, and he's in the conference office now doing some things, and gives his two cents on football scheduling and so forth. So he's made a good name for himself.
Yeah, I think previous winners of that reward, recipients were Spurrier, Eddie Robinson, Vince Dooley, Bill Snyder, Bobby Bowden, and Frank Beamer.
Your mother, bless her heart, sold Pat Dye's first house, which I've said on this show before. Sometimes you have new listeners who don't know that. But Annette was selling real estate when I first got that big job in Alabama, making that much money. And Pat came in. Pat was gotten from Jimmy Sharp. Jimmy Sharp got Pat Dye to come down. Pat had played football in the Canadian League. And he didn't know football from a bass fiddle. But he worked hard.
Going back to your comment about what Hugh Freeze said on his show last night, Lane Kiffin took to Twitter, put a little fire deal up there, because Reddit College Football said this year Auburn could possibly have three coordinators. Says this year Auburn will have three different play callers, three different quarterbacks. That's a potential for 9 play caller quarterback combinations. Absolutely impossible to defend against. Tigers are going to be nuclear. Hugh Freeze, did he say that? Did he say that on his show to try to make Baylor have to work on three guys, or is he just? He's not very good with the media.
He's not. He doesn't say the right things. Yeah.
He just opens himself up for criticism to come his way when things don't go well.
Yeah, he does. I like him a lot with a little I've been around him, but he does. I'm surprised that he's that way. He wasn't that way at other places. Of course, he didn't do much at Liberty, but I don't know. I don't. If you're gonna do that, there's one thing in basketball, and I was guilty of this. I tried in basketball to do too much at times. I tried to run too many things, I can look back on my life and see that. And I say that, that you could do too much, try to do too many things in the opening game of the football season, things that you're halfway prepared for. You've got, you know, three coordinators there. I don't know how they're going to distribute who says what. I've told you that most of the people have a offensive coordinator, an OC, and then they have a guy right beside him, and they discuss the things. And they sometimes, I think, as Barry had mentioned, and I guess I mentioned it too, your OCs are a lot better off in the press box, where they can see the whole field. I think defensively you may not be, but I think offensively you're better there.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Like, at Alabama, Ryan Grubb is the offensive coordinator, and DeBoer's not saying, well, I can change the play. If I don't like it, I can change it. We're talking about, we got Nix, we got another guy on third down, we got him that can overrule. Like, it's so confusing.
Well, yeah, he's put to the public, coaching is what's going to win these games, and it's not ever coaching. Coaching can help you win and it can cause you to lose, but the players win the games. But the way it sounds is, if we coach them right, they're going to win. If we coach them wrong, they're going to lose. I need to take that scenario out of that. The players win the games. The players lose the games. Although you don't get up there as a coach and say the players lost the game, but they helped lose the cotton picking game if they fumble or the snap's bad and those kind of things.
Yeah, but he likes to say, we had the perfect play call. It's a perfect, and the quarterback didn't execute, or the running back. It'd be like, you know, we called the perfect play in basketball. I got the guy wide open shot. He's got to hit the shot. Like, I'm done my job. This guy's going to have to make the shot if we're going to win. Like, he just rolls the – Chase, if you work for Hugh Freeze or you play for him, keep a towel, because when he's going to throw you under the bus, and grease is going to drip on your head, so you need to be able to wipe your head.
It's not that bad. But
pretty bad. Right. I mean, that cow, I made that call. So he's opening himself up to do this again this year. So I hope they are – successful, so he won't have, because once they're not, they're going to pound him based on all his stupid comments here.
The Baylor game is really hard to read, Barry. Of course, all of them are. I've been studying, trying to come up with a cotton picking blue plate that's good. All these games are, opening games are hard to read for me.
Well, you didn't see any of the teams play, so nobody knows. Yeah. With the portal, so many new guys and stuff that everybody's. All right, we'll take this first break. We just kind of kicking it around. You guys want to jump in the show with us? You're more than welcome. 205-342-9904. We'll take a 2-minute truck. If you're looking to make that local move out of town, out of state, or you just need to get two guys at the house and help you right there, just give them a call. Whatever you need, they will get you a free estimate for it. They'll take the stress away from moving. No move is big. Too big, no move is too small. 205-247-5050. That is 2 men in a truck. Movers who care.
Trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Tuesday morning. 34-year-old Terrence Armstrong is accused of dragging a woman into the woods, holding her down, and beating her in Pickens County. He is charged with second-degree domestic violence and kidnapping, abduction of an adult. According to authorities, the incident happened for some 8 hours. Armstrong is being held on $150,000 bond. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather. It's free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, getting a little eventful for you Tuesday morning. Right now we're looking at two separate problems. First on Highway 69. In both the north and southbound lanes before May Hinton Boulevard, you have a crash there. Also an accident.
Bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn's Colitis Foundation. Lake.org.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours.
For you, contact Courtney White at 205-242-5127, NorthRiverTimberCO@gmail.com, North River Timber Company.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The sky partly to mostly sunny today. A few spots could see a shower or storm this afternoon or this evening. The high today, 93. Tonight's low, 75. Tomorrow, partially sunny with a chance of scattered storms by afternoon. The high, 92. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 75 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Want to jump into any of the shows? Call Tide 100.9 right now at 205-342-9904.
Will somebody answer that damn phone?
That's 205-342-9904.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker. Pressure treated pile from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. Yeah, this weekend there's one, I think there's five games. But man, next Thursday night, whew, it gets rolling. Boise State, South Florida, Ohio, Rutgers, East Carolina, NC State. That's a good game there. Jacksonville State will take on Central Florida. Central Arkansas, Missouri, Duke's playing that night. So Oklahoma State's playing, Houston's playing. Alabama State takes on UAB. Will UAB be any better? A lot of people picking Nebraska to possibly make the playoff. They're playing that night against Cincinnati. So if we can get to next Thursday, Chase, then we got plenty of football. This would be a three TV night for sure, but I don't have but one.
Hey.
Yeah.
Is your buddy over there at East Carolina? I keep looking at that, trying to find one. I keep looking at that East Carolina NC State game. It's a 12.5 points. East Carolina's never been very good. I don't know. North Carolina State is stuck down somewhere in the middle of the ACC below. I don't know if they're any good or not.
I could call him up and ask him, but. East Carolina, actually, though, I mean, they got pretty good football tradition over there. That's a big game. That's like Southern
Pat
Miss.
That's like Southern Miss and Mississippi State playing
East Carolina. But they're actually having to go to Raleigh. All right, let's get to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Philip?
Good morning, friends. How are y'all today?
We're just trying to get to this weekend and next Thursday. Next Thursday, you got all kind of games. You know, great ones, but a lot of games, and then Friday night. I love Ryan Lolley. I mean, that is my guy, the head coach at Northridge. And they got a home game, but we got Auburn and Baylor playing that night too. Maybe I can watch it on my phone and go out and watch the high school game.
Barry, I don't have my computer where I can really converse with you intelligently on the schedules and things, but I think Colorado and Georgia Tech play that Friday night too, the same as Auburn night.
That is
a game that I'm very interested in. I've always liked Brent Key, and I think he's one of the better assistant coaches we've ever had, and I'm including him possibly over as a coach, pound for pound. And you guys may disagree, pound for pound. I think he may be the best assistant coach we've ever had.
Right there, Philip, you're 100% right. The Auburn-Baylor game is on Fox. And so the Georgia Tech-Colorado game is on ESPN. So they're right there. And then you got Kansas playing Illinois. So that's a 3-TV night.
The Georgia Tech-Colorado game is hard to blue plate. I've looked at that picking thing, and I think the guy at Tech can really coach.
Tech's favorite.
Yeah, I know it. I like that game, but the game's hard. They're hard for me to pick.
I'll tell you, did you know that there's a game this coming week zero that's going to be in Montgomery? And here's the weird thing about it to me. It's UC Davis versus Mercer. And Mercer has absolutely gorgeous facilities. But they're playing in Montgomery.
Really?
Yeah.
California Davis?
Yes. I think it's them. I think, like I said, I don't have my schedule in front of me. But they're coming all the way to Montgomery to play Mercer in a game. And Mercer has phenomenal facilities that are new and just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that. I don't even see that on the schedule.
Well, it's a smaller division, and it may not be. It's only they are playing, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I believe you.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's going to be a fun year, I think. Wimp mentioned the team a minute ago. I think it was Wimp. Illinois. A lot of people are picking big things out of Illinois this year.
Yeah, they'll be playing on Friday night, same time as they're playing Western Illinois.
They got Arkansas's old coach there.
That game will be on Peacock. So you got to figure out how to get Peacock if you want to watch that game. I'll pass on that game. But
I got to figure out a winning game first blue place. But I got
there's some game out there that's easy, like just easy. It's a giveaway pick. Nobody
the
knows
with
it.
You is you'll tell her that's the game. So.
I don't know which one it is.
Do you guys think Auburn's having a little bit of a problem on the defensive line? They've got guys dismissed and suspended, and that Antonio Coleman guy who got suspended the other day. He's the one that flipped from Alabama to Auburn, then to Alabama, and then back to Auburn, and now he hadn't flipped. He's flopped.
Well, they may have some there. They've got a very good defensive football coach. Dirty is very good. The guy that's there, you got to have players. You may be right. You don't good to coach bad players.
Well, it just seems like every time I check, they've got a guy getting suspended on the defensive side.
Yeah, people were laughing, saying, "What in the world did he do?" Because the other kid didn't get suspended, and I don't know.
The problem we got there for both of y'all is we don't really know for sure how good Baylor is.
We don't know how good Auburn is.
Well, I know that, but I mean Baylor as well. If we are an Auburn fan, we decide Auburn's going to be good for whatever reason.
I don't know how good Jackson Arnold is, to be honest with you, Philip.
I think he's going to help Auburn. I think he's going to help Auburn a lot more than he's going to hurt Oklahoma by leaving Oklahoma.
I mean,
I think he's going to help Auburn.
He's going to be good. I think he's going to help. He's going to be good at Auburn.
Yeah. Well, he sure ran up and down the
field. Usually you are what they think you are, and he was just okay at Oklahoma.
Well, they had nothing that year. They got everybody beat up and hurt. I think you're wrong there. I think he's going to be pretty good.
Then why are they talking about these backup guys then?
Because so you'll get ready for three rather than one.
They're trying to be tricky, Philip.
Well, you know, and the way they're going to call plays at Auburn, from what I'm understanding, is somebody does first down, somebody does second, somebody does third. Am I right?
I guess they all give Hugh Freeze a play, and then he decides which one he likes best. I don't know how they're doing it over there.
No, that's not right.
No, it's not. Derek Nix has got first down, maybe first, second. They got somebody who's got third. I don't know who's got fourth. They're trying to hire that guy still. And then Hugh Freeze can overrule. I mean, how long does it take you to overrule? Like, if they call, I don't like that one, so then does Hugh call it then? How does that work?
Both of you, they've got it organized. The problem that they have is they shouldn't announce it.
Yeah.
They don't need to announce it publicly. If they have it organized, and I'm sure they do, they don't need to announce it.
But it's not smart. They have it organized, I'm sure. But if something happens and then they don't get a play in or whatever, people are going to use that against them, saying, well, they're unorganized. They got too many guys trying to call plays because he said that. If he wouldn't have said that, nobody would have even known who was calling the plays. But
That's exactly right.
Hey, guys, Michael Southern put up something today. You know, he's doing that countdown, and he did Mike Shula today. And he's showing the highlights of the 1985 Alabama at Georgia game. That was a game where Shula hit Al Bell across the middle of the field to win the game. Do y'all remember that one?
Yeah.
What a game.
Yeah.
What a game.
Yeah.
That was an incredible game. I had a friend of mine in West Point who thought that we were beat because, you remember, Georgia brought the punt late in the game and finally took the lead. And he got up and kicked his ottoman and broke his foot when that happened. And then 50 seconds later, Alabama won the game.
Ooh, tough. Tough.
Yeah, he walked around on crutches for about 8 weeks.
I can remember when we got beat by the flea flicker play by Georgia against us over in Athens. Because when
that story that's right,
about Coach Bryant coming through the double doors and going into my office and sitting down and talking to me before we played UCLA, he brought up two things. He brought up mishandling Snake Stabler and that particular play against George.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing about that flea flicker is a guy from LaGrange, who's a Georgia legend, is the one who was on who scored. That was Jim Taylor.
Yeah. Fun stuff. All right, Phil, we're going to get to Kevin. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take the break here and get to Kevin Skarbinski. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTVC, it's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, getting a little eventful for you Tuesday morning. Right now we're looking at two separate problems. First on Highway 69 in both the north and southbound lanes before May Hinton Boulevard. You have a crash there. Also an accident on
the noise. Visit igniteinhome.com. That's igniteinhome.com. And let's fuel the trades. Two-time state champion and two-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker, pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. Well, it's Tuesday, and you know, we go to Kevin Skarbinski with the Birmingham News. He also has podcasts he'll talk about at the end of the segment. Good morning, Kevin. How are you, sir?
Hey, Kevin.
Good, fellas. Good morning.
Kevin, do you not think that Texas is the new Alabama in football?
I think I've made that pretty clear that I do not.
Why?
Because that's not just a criticism of Texas. That nobody's going to be the new Alabama.
Why?
Have people already forgotten what Alabama accomplished from 2008 through 2023? Nine SEC championships, six national championships. One loss to an unranked team in 16 years, three BCS championship games, although eight playoff trips. How about we let Texas win one SEC championship and one national championship under Steve Sarkisian before we start suggesting that they could build a dynasty that would come within three country miles of Alabama? How about we do that?
Yeah.
Was anything written about the low snap that Alabama mishandled at the cost of the Michigan game?
Well, how about that whole Michigan thing? I mean, the NCAA enforcement is dead now, and I love the blowback, Wimp, of Michigan people saying, well, you know, They caught them. That came out, you know, during the season. So they were just playing straight up legit in their biggest games of the year, and that proves that their championship is legitimate.
Excuse me?
I mean, the coach. All you need to know about Michigan is that Jim Harbaugh, he got a 10-year show cause, but that won't even begin until his current 4-year show cause for previous violations comes to a close in 2028.
Wasn't he the one that was coming when he came to Michigan, was talking about the SEC cheating and Kirby and Alabama, and brought his satellite camps over here? He was the one that was accusing everybody of cheating. He's gotten a pass on this whole deal. I know, but he's in the pros and it doesn't really affect him. He should be getting smashed with the national media, and I don't see anything about it, Kevin.
I did read a column this morning in The Athletic by Ian O'Connor and pretty much slammed Harbaugh. Stuart Mandel slammed him pretty good, too. But, yeah, that's what makes it worse, is the man is a complete hypocrite, Harbaugh, that is, because he did spout all these things about you don't cheat, you don't lie, you don't steal. That's the way he was raised. That's the way he coaches his teams. That's the way he raised his family. Come on, man. I mean, if you're going to do it, don't be a hypocrite. And we have people forgotten? He was suspended for six games of that national championship season. Six. Half of the regular season, the man was suspended three of those games by the NCAA, and the other three at the end of the regular season by the Big Ten, his own conference, suspended him. So the idea that – and Michigan has kind of that, you know, that holier-than-thou attitude as well, that whole institution – carries that air about it, that it's better than you, it's more elite than you, it's got, you know, it's academics are better than yours. Michigan's always had that kind of air about it, and this just punctures that whole facade. If it weren't already punctured, which it should have been, this really just completely deflates the whole thing.
Kevin, Hugh Freeze needs some help on how to handle the media. I'm sorry. I know I beat this drum. I know he had a show last night. Maybe he's just saying he's may play all three quarterbacks. That's fine. I'm not going to beat him up on that one. But what he talks about, he's got one guy calling plays on first down, another guy on third down, and he's just setting himself. Why say that? I mean, it's fine if you want to do it that way, and I'm sure it's more organized than it sounds, but you just open yourself up to get crushed if something goes wrong. You don't get a play in, you get a delay of game. Why does he do this stuff? Does he not understand this going to cause him problems on down the road saying these things?
Well, it's a dangerous mission to climb into Hugh Freeze's mind and crawl around and try to understand what he's thinking. You would think someone with his experience would have a little more savvy when it comes to these matters and how to answer questions in a way that you don't create many controversies for yourself. You don't create confusion in the minds of your fan base, the media, college football fans in general. You know, it's... He comes across as a guy who just arrived from Lambeth College with no SEC experience, no big time experience, and is used to maybe one or two reporters following him around and writing what he wants them to write. So it's confusing to me. He does not come across as a man who is fully in command of his program. Be an experienced coach who knows how to tamp down expectations rather than build them up. You don't have to build up expectations at all. But I know they're in their worst doldrums since the 1950s. But their fans want to believe. Their fans are loyal. They want to believe. They want to think that this is the year. They have hope that this is the year they climb out of this drought they've been in. So you don't have to build that up. You don't have to feed that. And then the whole discussion of the quarterback deal, even including they may play three in the first game. They may have a package for those other guys behind Jackson Arnold. I don't know if he's trying to play mind games with Dave Aranda with that one, if he's just being honest. I don't know what the strategy is there. It doesn't appear to be any strategy in his public comments. I will say that.
Now, you know that we have gamblers that listen to our show. Gamblers listen.
No.
Gambling is the big deal of college athletics at the day and time. So,
really?
Therefore, I like to make our listeners happy with me by asking a question that would help me and help the gamblers. We talk about the quarterback at Alabama, but we never talk about the running backs who are injured, and bless the quarterback's heart. Those running backs not being able to go hurts the quarterback. And number two, we're talking about an outstanding quarterback that was at Alabama, who is now on the home field at Ohio State, playing a Texas team that has a good player too. I like to see though. I like to listen to your theory on those two games.
Well, you just raised an interesting question there, Wimp, or an interesting discussion there. That obviously people are going to compare Ty Simpson to other Alabama quarterbacks that preceded him. But what about other quarterbacks that are starting elsewhere that could be playing at Alabama this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
People will compare. That's what we do. It's human nature.
Yeah.
And so if Julian Sain lights it up for Ohio State and they beat Texas in that opener and they go on another postseason run, and Alabama doesn't, or if Ty Simpson doesn't light it up as quarterback in Tuscaloosa, you're going to have people say, boy, they'd be better off if that guy at Ohio State hadn't left when Saban retired. And I can't remember if Saban left even before they hired Kalen DeBoer, if he even gave him a chance, or if he was 88 and out the gate pretty quick, as you like to say. Yeah, I do too. So that's my recollection anyway. But no, that's a very, very good point. Look, it's a dice roll. Ohio State lost a bunch, especially inside, up front. So did Texas. Texas people are discounting the fact that Texas lost some really key players, as did Ohio State, of course. And those are the kind of programs, and Texas is hoping to get to that point where they just reload. Ohio State's already there. And that's going back to your original question, Barry. I don't know why when people talk about the next Alabama or a new Alabama, nobody mentions Ohio State as a possibility. Who's a program that is, I mean, they've won national championships under different coaches. They've won two in the playoff era, as has Clemson, as has Georgia. But we're talking about Texas, which hasn't won a national championship since 2005. And they lost. They were 0-3. Texas was – I'm getting off track here. But Texas was 0-3 against the two best teams that played last year. Lost to Georgia twice and lost to Ohio State in the playoff semifinals. So maybe we should tap the brakes a little bit on Texas. But I would lean towards Ohio State in that first game because it's at home. Because there's these incredible expectations on Texas that they are going, they're number one in both preseason polls, both major polls. You got people suggesting they're going to be the new Alabama. But you still have as good a genes as he has. You've got an unproven quarterback. And so it's going to be a very difficult, hostile atmosphere that he walks into. Ooh. Arch Manning and Sark walk into up there. Yeah, so I mean, I'm leaning Ohio State in that one.
Me too.
And you know, here's another point about Alabama going to and Jam Miller, and you hate that for him because this was his time to shine, and hopefully he'll be back after not too long of a rehab after his injury. But we think about running backs, we think about them running the ball, and then next we think about them catching the ball out of the backfield. One of the most important things they do is protect the quarterback, and he's a veteran who's well-schooled in that. Are the younger guys going to be able to protect Ty Simpson if Florida State comes at them with some exotic blitzes? And that's the last thing you want your quarterback, your new starting quarterback, to do in an opener on the road. Again, hostile environment. They finished renovating the stadium down in Tallahassee. You know, they're going to be hungry because of the way last year went totally wrong for them. Last thing you want to do is have a big critical mistake, a pick six, strip sack early in the game to give the home crowd and the home team momentum. And that a lot of that comes back to the running backs protecting Ty Simpson. And you got to hope for his sake and for Alabama's sake that those younger guys are going to be up to that task.
What are we talking about here with the Big Ten? Is this true, talking about the playoff going to 24, possibly 28 teams? I mean, can we just not let this – current format play out another year and then go from there? I mean, before it's over, Kevin, everybody in the whole country is going to be in the playoff. There won't be college basketball without football going on. Football will go longer than college basketball if these people don't stop. What are we talking about here? Come on.
The best comment in response to that trial balloon, I don't know who said it was. Can somebody unplug the Big Ten and plug it back in?
Yeah, please.
Have they lost?
No,
have
don't
they
plug
just,
it back
have
in.
Have they just lost? Have they just? Yeah, don't even plug it back. Have they just lost their minds? Is Tony Petitti this far removed from what college football is all about? Look, he's not a college football guy. You know, he's not. This is where the SEC has a huge advantage with Greg Sankey. I mean, he grew up in the game. He grew up and he worked in lower level conferences. You know, he was commissioner of the Southland. He came up through the ranks. He learned at the right hand of one of the best commissioners anybody's ever seen in Mike Slive. And so he gets it. You may not like everything he does or says, but he understands what made college football what it is. And again, I don't agree with everything that he supports, but Petitti just doesn't seem to get it. And one of the things, maybe the singular distinction that sets college football apart is the regular season. It's the do or die nature of every weekend. It's every game is Armageddon.
Yeah.
Lose one, the coach is on the hot seat, the season's over, you know, the quarterback stinks, but you win one and it's the complete opposite. Now, that has been tamped down some as they've expanded the playoff, obviously. You know, it's only a matter of time until a 9-3 team makes the 12-team playoff. So you got to do everything you can to preserve the regular season and the special nature that it holds among fans. And Petitti seems determined to do the exact opposite. And it was amateurish the way that came out. It was almost as if, I suggested this tongue-in-cheek on Twitter, it's almost as if they leaked that to all these national reporters, because all these national college football reporters tweeted it out about the same time. It's almost as if someone in the Big Ten leaked it to from all the conversation about the cheating cheaters at Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, when does the SEC have to decide if it's going to 9 games or not? Isn't that like November or something?
I think December 1st is the date that Greg Sankey has voiced publicly and said if they're going to do it, they're going to have to do it by then. I suspect the longer we go without an answer, the more likely it is they stay at 8.
Yeah, because don't you have, I mean, yeah, schedule's done. Would they have to, some people have to drop games if they went to 9? Does everybody have a game open?
Yeah.
I mean, surely not.
That's the thing, the non-conference games, yeah. Because everybody's pretty much got 4 non-conference games penciled in for next year. And then you've got, even staying at 8, you know, we don't know what direction the SEC is going here. They could stick with the current slate of teams that you play and then go back and just, you know, flip-flop where you play them home or away. I can't imagine them doing that, though, because there's been so much howling about the relatively easy schedule that Texas has been given its first 2 years in the league, far more difficult that task that Oklahoma's been handed, who they have to play. They've got to balance that out somehow. Florida, oh my gosh, Florida, another one that's just been really hammered.
You got 2 sons down there.
I do. They left. Thanks for reminding me. They left. Well, it's a little sad around here because they left. They drove back yesterday for the fall semester, so it's a lot quieter around the house since they left. But they've got to do something. They got to do something to try to address the balance in the schedule. Whether you stay at 8 or whether you go to 9, and I would think they would have to get that settled pretty quick because again, you got to book hotel rooms. People have to. You know, there's a lot of logistics that go into home football weekends, and you don't just snap your fingers and take care of everything in a weekend.
Yeah. Dad, anything else for Kevin before we let him go?
No, I can't think of anything. I got those 2 games I wanted to talk about out of the way.
And Kevin, is Auburn going to cover that 2.5?
I think I'm not so sure Auburn's going to win the game. So I think Auburn's main is to get out of there with a victory, whether it's by 1 point, 2 points, or whatever the margin is. They got to find a way to win and instill some actual confidence to go along with the paper confidence that they have right now.
And then lastly, and
football coach, the Baylor's pretty good defensively.
I think Mike Norvell.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, how about this Florida State's head coach, Mike Norvell? I like him. Don't you think he's good?
I think he's done well. Yeah, last year dropped out, obviously, but yeah. there's a reason that Greg Byrne had some interest in him.
Sure,
on his list to replace Nick Saban.
Yeah,
so that tells you a lot.
Well, that line didn't move when Jam Miller went down, so it's still 13.5. I don't know.
Yeah, that one scares me. Not so much from Barry.
Do what?
That's the X factor. Gus is the X factor.
Gus
with a mobile quarterback is the X factor.
The Gus bus. Uh-huh. All right, Kevin, tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, follow me on X/Twitter at Kevin Skarbinski. Keep up with my two columns a week in the Birmingham News. You can find those on AL.com. Also, my new podcast on YouTube, Kevin Skarbinski-Scarbo Knows. Look forward to that.
Be thankful you had sons, Kevin. There are some dads right now looking at that sorority bill here after bid day on Sunday saying, I had no idea sorority was like another college. So be glad that you're not having to pay that. So.
I am very glad that I have sons for a lot of different reasons.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Yeah, there's some dads looking at that bill going, is this the tuition in the room and the board? Is this the sorority bill? They thought that they'd go into two colleges now when they see that sorority bill out there. And they only got about 160 girls per sorority, new ones. Do the math.
All of them squealing.
Squealing. Tell them, Chase, they tell them how much they love them, and they don't even know their name or where they're from. That's love. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC is the home of Alabama sports.
Inside the Alabama Crimson Tide with the Gary Harris Show.
Hey, it's Gary Harris. Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., the countdown to kickoff continues for high school football. We'll get it started on Thursday night, and we will continue our high school football previews on Tuesday morning. Plus, the Rocket Man, Drudy Armin, from 977 ESPN Radio in Huntsville will break down Alabama Crimson Tide football and your phone call. That's all coming up Tuesday morning at 9 a.m.
Catch the Gary Harris Show Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. on Tide 100.9 and Tide 100.9.com.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, we do have an accident still lingering on Highway 69. It's affecting you in both the north and southbound lanes at Little Sandy Road. Now, this is just before May Hinton Boulevard, and so that's definitely going to tie you up a bit in the area. In the meantime, traffic on 43 on the southbound lanes to McFarland, that is a little slow, but that is also usual delays there. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Thomas.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours road,
including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Why wait? Ask your doctor, visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com, or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles,
Here's Steve DeSager.
The Dodgers are still two games up on the Padres in the NL West standings. L.A. lost at Colorado, giving up a run in the bottom of the ninth. 4-3 for the Rockies, who've won 6 of 7. And then the Padres were beaten 4-3 at home by San Francisco. San Diego had a home run overturned early in the game due to fan interference. Cincinnati beat the Angels 4-1 in Anaheim. The Reds are now just one game out of the last NL wild card behind the Mets. Baltimore won 6-3 at Boston. Winning pitcher Trevor Rogers is 6-2, ERA 1.41 for the Orioles. Pittsburgh down Toronto 5-2. Slugger for the Blue Jays, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. left with hamstring tightness. Philadelphia got 2 home runs from Bryce Harper and beat Seattle 12-7. Detroit shut out Houston 10-0. Milwaukee 7-0 over the Cubs. Game 2 of the Twin Bill was rained out. And in an NFL exhibition, Cincinnati won 31-17 at Washington.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The sky partly to mostly sunny today. A few spots could see a shower or storm this afternoon or this evening. The high today, 93. Tonight's low, 75. Tomorrow, partially sunny with a chance of scattered storms by afternoon. The high, 92. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 76 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Inside the Locker Room with former Crimson Tide basketball coach Wimp Sanderson and his son, former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson. It's time to take you inside the locker room on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back to the second hour inside the locker room. Dial us up 205-342-9904 if you want to jump in on the show. We want to thank Tuscaloosa Toyota. You go to the website TuscaloosaToyota.com. Look at that brand new 2025 Camry. Wow, what a beautiful car. 3.99% APR for the first 36 months. You want a RAV4, 3.99 APR for the first 36 months. You got great deals on the trucks, 2.99 on the Toyota Tacoma. So swing by Skyland Boulevard, find Justin. He will make a deal for you. As he said, they're not in love with anything, and they will take great care of you when you do. Tell them that Wimp and Barry sent you. All right, you got a different quarterback this year, Dad. Ty Simpson, we'll see how he plays. I think he'll be able to spread the ball around. He's not going to tuck it and go. And Milroe is a great runner, so I don't blame him. I think he calls coordinators a lot of sleepless nights because of his legs, because you never knew when he would take off. You got Ryan Grubb. Everything you hear coming out from the players to when you hear Ryan Grubb, that everybody is very happy with him. I think he and Coach DeBoer, not that the other guy did a poor job. I think he was just kind of hamstrung with the play calling, with the type of quarterback that they have. So I would expect Alabama to be much better offensively and spread the ball around. If you're spreading the ball around, then the players are happier because everybody's kind of getting their touches. It won't be just throw the ball to Ryan Williams every time and hope that he can make a play. So it seems like this offense is heading in the right direction with Coach Grubb and then a quarterback that can spread the ball around.
Yeah, I think so. You may want to run what Steve Spurrier used to do, two passes and a draw. A third down, everybody thought he was going to throw it again. He'd run the draw and run it to the end zone. So, yeah, I think this guy's good. And he and the head coach are on the same page about various things. So it should be a very interesting season. The running back situation is a little bit of a, I don't know what you call it, question mark. It's something people really don't know for sure as to where Alabama is with the running game. The running game sets up the passing game pretty well. It needs to. They need to set up each other, really. So, and defensively, it's going to be interesting to see if Gus Malzahn has studied what South Alabama did defensively over the last several years, and has designed something that will affect that. So those two things are interesting to me.
Yep. All right, let's get right to the Yellowwood hotline and bring Tom in. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Good morning, Coach. How are y'all?
Good. But how are you?
Just fair.
I'm good. Thank you. Well, hope it gets better for you.
Thank you.
You know, the thing about Coach Freeze, I think I've got something here, and I was going to suggest it for y'all to think about. And I think he's a pretty smart coach. I think he's a good coach. And I think he's shown in the past to be innovative on offense. And one thing I do like about him was he could take an inferior quarterback talent and actually, you know, get good production out of that quarterback. And I think that's one of his stronger traits. But I think this thing about communication, I think he's a bad communicator, and I think he's got a touch of a common disease that's normally found in women.
Bingo.
What is that disease, Tom?
Ego.
It's called brain opposite. In other words, sometimes women will be saying something and it'll be opposite of what they're really looking at and saying, and they'll say things like, "Well, you knew what I meant."
Yeah.
And they'll pull that on you a lot, and he's got a portion of that, and he's thinking things that he should not say, but he says them anyway, and that is a symptom of brain opposite.
Yeah. You don't always need to say what you think, Tom. Sometimes just think it. Just think it. Don't say it. Just think it. Right?
This is a classic case of him. And what he's doing, he's got a good system. He don't know how to communicate that he's got a good system. And what it is everybody knows that every offensive coordinator tries to stay 3-4 plays ahead on his call sheet, and they're discussing things on the sideline, and they're going back and forth. Every offense is by committee. I don't care what anybody says. You got all those eyes that's out there looking at the defense, looking for something that they can exploit, and they're talking about it over the headphone. I don't care what anybody says. Offense is run by committee.
I think he's probably a better coach than I think he is, Tom. But he has, which all these guys do, but he has, I don't know if Kalen DeBoer does. He has a big ego, Hugh Freeze does. He's thin-skinned, all right, and he wants to be praised. So he wants to take credit for stuff when it goes well. But he's not good at taking blame and just – most of the time, the head coaches will take all the blame and they give the credit everywhere else. He is the exact opposite of that.
Brain opposite. I have diagnosed the condition.
What you two don't realize, and you both are smart, both of you, is that they downed him because he wasn't doing what he's supposed to be doing because he was playing golf. And so now they're downing him because he's doing too much. He's got 3 offensive coordinators, 3 quarterbacks, 3 everything. So he's gone from playing golf, which says that he didn't keep his mind on what he's doing, to where he's overloaded with offensive coordinators and quarterback.
Here's what would be my problem if I was an Auburn fan. They may light it up this year. I think he's got great receivers. But if you coached Peyton Thorne for 1 year and you watched him and your ego would tell you that you could get something out of him in year 2, I'm not downing Peyton Thorne. I mean, he played quarterback at the SEC level. But Peyton, your ego is so big that you think you can coach this guy up to win football games in the SEC and not get better in the second year? That would worry me, Tom.
Well, you got a good point there, but I thought I would point out my observations of what I picked up on with him, and I wanted to see what y'all thought about that.
Yeah. I think he needs a muzzle, Tom.
That's a good one. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Did you like that chip in on 17?
I did. I thought it was good. he is an outstanding player, Coach. That's all you say.
Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Tom, you discussed it with JT right now.
Well, I'm disappointed. I'm not disgusted. I'm disappointed. I had high, you know, when he got up there and he won, I thought we'd turn the corner and we were going to see him run off something and at least challenge a little bit, put a little bit of challenge to Scotty. And I thought that would have been interesting and good for JT, by the way.
So if you had a 50 grand and they said you got to bet and you got to bet it, would you take Scotty Scheffler this weekend or the field?
I'd take Scotty all day.
Really?
Yeah.
Versus the field?
Yeah. Have you seen the way he plays East Lake? He owns it.
Really?
He owns it.
So you think he's going to win it this weekend?
I do. I really do.
Wow. He's pretty good, isn't he?
He played 70 tour events and before he ever won anything.
Yeah.
He changed caddy, but the main thing that he did not have a short game for those 70 tournaments. He was pathetic with a short game. He went and he worked and he worked and he worked and developed that short game. And I'm telling you, now he's out. He's all around player.
Yeah. What's Tiger doing?
Him and Miss Trump.
Is he getting married?
No, they said they couldn't marry because she stands to lose a lot financially by remarrying, so they everything but marrying.
Well, is he gonna make her sign a prenup?
Oh no, I don't know. She don't need a prenup.
Well, I'm saying he's got a lot of money too now.
Yeah, she's got she ain't got as much as he's got, but she's got a lot.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Ain't no use buying a cow if you get the milk free.
And come on. You took the words right. You interpreted my words correctly.
I ain't going to touch that one. All right. Thank you, Tom. All right. We'll take the break up the phone lines. Chase, you all right back there? Chase, what's Mississippi State got this year?
They're loaded. I don't want to speak on Mississippi State.
Well, they win a game in the SEC.
You said one.
One game?
Yeah.
All right, when we go to break, I want you to find which game that is and let me know.
Okay.
All right, so you listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Highway 69 is in a bind on both the north and southbound lanes just before Mayhenton Boulevard. We're still dealing with that accident, and it's got traffic slow. Also, moving about the rest of the area, starting to get a little more volume on Lurline Wallace, not too much so.
Bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn's Colitis Foundation.org.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance and is backed by an entire team of people you know and trust. Rent a Toyota and let's go places. Reserving yours is a breeze at TuscaloosaToyota.com.
365, 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow truck, lawn enforcement and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's Move Over Law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the roadside. And if you can't safely move over, please slow down.
Visit drivesafealabama.org, brought to you by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this state.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's daily update on Bama sports and it's brought to you by Vector Security Champions Lane, the best pregame fan fest in college football. Visit championslane.com for updates throughout the season. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. Here are thoughts from head coach Kalen DeBoer following Alabama football's scrimmage on Saturday at Saban Field.
We knew we were at that point where we felt good about, you know, who should be the starter. And it just made sense after the scrimmage when you evaluated kind of the whole product he's put on the football field. You know, all the quarterbacks, I thought, came out there again today and did a great job. And that was the same thing as last scrimmage. And I guess specifically, Ty, as you asked today, I thought he came out and executed the offense. You know, just continues to be steady. Finds his times to make the plays. In, you know, today he actually used his feet again, and that's, I think, something that people will probably underestimate as we go through the year.
I'll have more in a moment. Tide fans, are you ready for game day in Tuscaloosa? Don't miss the ultimate pregame experience this season at Vector Security Champions Lane, opening 4 hours before each home game. This fan fest has everything you need to get pumped for kickoff. Located next to the Walk of Champions, you'll enjoy live music, player autographs, the best food trucks from all over Alabama, and ice cold beer in our Legends Lounge beer garden, where there's never a cover charge. Check out championslane.com each week for the latest updates. Roll Tide! Join us tomorrow for Hey Coach and the Kalen DeBoer Show, coming to you live at 6 p.m. Central from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Hey Coach is available to listen to across our full radio network, the Varsity Network app, as well as the video stream on all CTSN social media platforms at UA_CTSN. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by Vector Security Champions Lane. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The sky partly to mostly sunny today. A few spots could see a shower or storm this afternoon or this evening. The high today 93, tonight's low 75. Tomorrow partially sunny with a chance of scattered storms by afternoon. The high 92. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 77 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Dial us up 205-342-9904. Also down the Tide 100.9 app to your smartphone, and you can take us with you anywhere you go. Now, what should you expect in year two with a coach? I think you're more comfortable, especially when you've come from the West Coast all the way to the South, just learning the culture here, the job, all that. Surely you're just more comfortable. He knows who's in the building, that who does what. When he first got here, poor guy was lost. The portal, they had guys jumping in the portal. He was trying to say the team didn't know. So we should expect Coach DeBoer and their staff just to be more comfortable here. Does that translate into more wins on the field?
I don't know that it does. I think two things. I think number one, personally, himself, his family, his kids, he feels more at ease, more comfortable, more understanding, more knowing where the right people are and the wrong people are. I think the other factor, the B part of that factor is that he knows full well he's never going to satisfy people. And the reason you're not going to satisfy people is because of gambling. You're not going to like some Alabama alums you're not going to like because you didn't win by enough games. But just gamblers in general, when gambling has come into effect the way it has in this country, it is you might as well get ready for not winning by enough, being disgusted with that way things are happening. And you always have, Barry, as Kevin talked about when he comes on here, the comparison. And the comparison will never stop. And the comparison is not fair. It's just not. The reason the comparison is not fair is because the head coach of Alabama got out of it because of the problem. And he did what he was able to do. So to me, it's not fair because things have changed a great deal since the head coach got out because he had enough of it. So.
All right. Yesterday, we got an app message from Brandon over in Anderson, South Carolina. And Chase, when we were talking about gambling, people like to gamble. They like to hear Dad's Blue Plate special and then we pick it apart and we make fun of him when he misses. So he sent us an app message. Coach needs to pick a week zero blue plate. All right. So, and then he said for week one, he said, take South Carolina to cover next week. And he put a big bag of money there. So South Carolina takes on Virginia Tech. This game is on Sunday, and the game is being played in Atlanta.
What's the line?
South Carolina is a 7.5-point favorite.
I don't want any of it. Virginia Tech will beat your fan. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, but that's in Blacksburg. You ain't going to Blacksburg. You want Atlanta.
I know that. But Virginia Tech is bad name, good team. They're well coached. They are a bad name, good team. You better be careful with bad name, good teams. I don't want.
So you're not going to touch that game. Sorry.
No.
Are you going to pick a week zero?
I will if that's what everybody, you think I should, Barry?
The problem is I let you do that last year and you missed it. We told everybody it was going to be just an exhibition game. And people beat me up all year about going to count that loss.
We'll just wait to the big game.
Well, you can pick one. It don't matter. You got four games to pick from. You got Iowa State and Kansas State. If you want to copy Doug Cook, Kansas State.
I ain't trying to copy Doug.
You got Fresno State and Kansas. And Doug took it at 12. That game's gone to 13. Now, and you got
UDK.
He took Fresno plus 12. He could get 13 if he did. I need to let him know that. But you got Sam Houston in Western Kentucky, and then you got Stanford in Hawaii. West Kentucky is favored by 10 at home in Bowling Green. You got a lean on that?
A little bit of a lean on that. Of those you mentioned, I kind of lean on that a little.
I was looking to see where game day was going to be this weekend, but it acts like they're not going to be anywhere. I guess they're just going to, I don't know.
First week they probably won't.
Last year they did go to Dublin, but I guess that cost too much. But first week they're going to be at Ohio State for the Ohio State Texas. So
how much do you think coach is making to do that?
Game day.
Yeah.
You think he got a raise after year one?
I'd say $2 million. I'd say $2 million.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I'd say a million.
Well, they think that, you know, the listeners, the watchers are important, and when they know he's going to say something or listen, they going to be able to watch him and listen to him. That price goes up.
Yeah, guys like him, and it's because of, I don't really know what it is because of, they're terrible at picking games, like close games. I think they pick with their heart, and they don't ever pick games very good. So I don't know what his record was last year, but I mean, some of those games are easy to pick, but the ones where they're, it's a low line there. So they're thinking they're going, game day is going to be in Ohio State. Week two, they're predicting they will go to Oklahoma. Oklahoma plays Michigan at home. Now that Michigan's on double secret probation. Week three, they're thinking they're going to go to Notre Dame. You got Texas A&M taking on Notre Dame. Week four, they're thinking they're going to go to Miami. They don't know this. Florida at Miami. Week five, they'll be in Athens, Georgia for Alabama and Georgia.
That's going to be a hard game for Alabama, no running backs.
You don't think the guy will be back by then?
No.
That's what everybody's saying, the 27th.
Oh, I know they're saying that, but I'm telling you, when you realize that Georgia's going to beat you up, the way they tackle to hit you, I don't know about that. I think it's a question mark by that.
And whether he'll be back by then?
Yeah, I think they say is a scary thing to say. They say.
Who's they?
I don't know. That's right. Who's they? They say. I don't know. They say. If you're beat up and hurt in the upper part of your body, and you know you're playing Georgia mentally, I don't know about that.
Yeah. That's probably not the game you want to come back for. Georgia.
For it. No, Georgia. We don't. You want to come down and get somebody you're going to beat.
Yeah. It wouldn't be Georgia. I don't think they can beat Georgia over there. Do you?
No, I don't. I just think that the Georgia game, you don't need to come back against Georgia. You may have to take another week off or, you know, you're not going to, because you come back does not mean Alabama's going to beat Georgia. I don't think. I could be wrong.
Depends on how all these, I mean, if these running backs they got are doing great, then you don't worry about rushing him back. If they're struggling, then you say you get him back. So it all depends on what happens with the guys.
That's right.
They're playing.
We're speculating now. That's all we do is speculate. That's what radio is all about, speculating. So people have their own opinions.
Yeah, if those guys are playing good, then you ease him back in. If they're playing, they're getting your quarterback killed back there because they can't block and they can't run, then you start trying to call whoever did that surgery. I guess Lyle Kane. I don't know if he did. I don't even know what surgery they did. Whatever they did, you start talking to that doctor a lot more to find out when this thing's going to be healed. So
I wouldn't be bringing that booger bear back against Georgia unless I did. You darn well, he's completely 100% well.
Unless you lose a game prior to that, and you know you got to have that game.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Then you see, you know, if you really need him or not. All right, Chase, we'll take the break here. And then before we do it, though, let's talk about Bryant Bank, our great sponsor for this
program. Well, we didn't have another guest, but Bryant Bank can be your guest, and no doubt about that. They are a very good bank. They'll be interested in you. They'll be interested in your kids. They'll do a good job with your personal and business accounts. They will be able to be sure that your money is safe. Is that big? And that you will be able to bank online around the clock. So go by Bryant Bank. Tell me you heard them inside the locker room. Tell them that we did a good job as far as talking about them. We usually have somebody on once a week. So hopefully you'll go by there and tell me you heard them inside the locker room.
That's it. All right. We'll take this break here. We get back. We have one more segment. Then we'll get the vinegar tip for the day brought to you by Michael McGuire. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Highway 69 is in a bind on both the north and southbound lanes just before Mayhenton Boulevard. We're still dealing with that accident, and it's got traffic slow. Also, moving about the rest of the area, starting to get a little more volume on Lurline Wallace. Not too much, though. At McFarland intersection, it looks like that's just pretty typical travels. McFarland eastbound onto Main Avenue. You got some extra slow-ups there. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Thomas.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours road.
With more than 60 pre-owned vehicles available, visit them at 3200 Skyland Boulevard East, Tuscaloosa, or check out their inventory online at MercedesOfTuscaloosa.com.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports. Tide 100.9.
Inside the locker room. Right, Coach DeBoer met with the media. I guess he'll probably, I don't know when he'll meet with them again. Next week, it'll be a Monday press conference. And I think they actually have both coordinators come in as well and talk about the upcoming game. But after the scrimmage on Saturday, talk a little bit. We hadn't heard much about the special teams. And you're going to have a new kicker, new punter, which is critical. Special teams are, whew, big time critical in games like this. Here's what Coach DeBoer had to say about that.
Now, performance today and where you're standing with the new specialists.
Mm-hmm. I think punting wise, Blake's done a really nice job. Last scrimmage, last Saturday here was really the best day I'd seen him have. I think he continued to have a really good week. And then today, came out and in our drill work, we didn't get as many punts in the scrimmage, working into the scrimmage that I was hoping to. I think we were probably two or three less than what I was looking for with partial script of what we wanted to get done. But he's had a really good 8 days. I think Alex continues to get better and push. Just with his injury that he had, he's so far ahead of schedule with his recovery. And so now he's really getting into that rhythm and showing a lot of improvement there. And then Connor's done a really good job on campus in the complex. Last week he missed, I'm not sure what it was, but, we got to just keep getting work in the stadium here. Missed a couple today. So from a field goal standpoint, the ones further out, probably 38 to 44, somewhere in there, between a couple of those. So got to keep getting him the work. I was disappointed that he had hit them all because he's done a nice job in our practices. And we've been working that every day with him being new and that whole unit being new. So we got to keep working.
Now that's not being talked about there. That would work.
The kicker's supposed to be good.
Yeah, well, he's missing them in the scrimmages. He's making them in practice, missing them when they get to the stadium. Did you not hear what Coach just said?
Yeah, I thought he said that, but I wasn't positive.
Yeah, so does that scare you a little bit?
Yeah, darn right.
We don't talk about that much, but, you get down there, you got to get the points. Alabama didn't have to kick field goals hard at all last year. They were punting or they scored. And so it didn't really raise its head, but, hopefully the kid's going to be good. But boy, that kicking is so mental. He said we got to get him in the stadium more. Because, kicking them in that indoor practice facility out there on that practice field and kicking them in that big old stadium, that's a lot different, right? Between doing those two. So that would worry me a little bit. Hopefully that he'll kick them better in the games than he is in the scrimmages.
I reckon. That's what counts.
The game's more important than the scrimmages?
Make threes in practice and can't make any in a game? Are you serious?
Are you confident, Chase, in the field goal kicking?
Shooting 3 field,
yeah,
3 point
I don't
field
think
goals?
It'll be an issue. I think it's
really
just,
based on what?
I think with Alabama's kickers as a few years and how they've handled things, I've heard reports of kickers having the yips in scrimmages. So I think it's more of just getting repetition. And I think last year we didn't see a lot of those opportunities because they were scoring a lot. So, but I think this year, I think everybody should just, you know, take a breather. It's going to be all right. It's just kind of.
I think it's something to watch.
That's fair.
It's a different kicker.
You got a new punter, a new kicker. You don't appreciate your punters and kickers until you ain't got one.
Snapper.
You got to have a snapper, too.
Boy, it's gone.
Yeah, you got a snapper. All right, let's hear. They asked Coach about why did he decide to name Ty Simpson the starter. He hadn't talked about it, and they asked him after the scrimmage. It sounded like Ty had a great scrimmage. Here's what Coach had to say about that.
You talked there today from him, kind of.
Actually, I hadn't even thought about it. This is the first time since I've seen you guys. We knew we were at that point where we felt good about, you know, who should be the starter, and it just made sense after the scrimmage when you evaluated kind of the whole product he's put on the football field. All the quarterbacks I thought came out there again today and did a great job. And that was the same thing as last scrimmage. And I guess specifically, Ty, as you asked today, I thought he came out and executed the offense. Just continues to be steady, finds his times to make the plays. And, you know, today, he actually used his feet again. And that's, I think, something that people will probably underestimate as we go through the year, just with his ability to make plays and keep plays alive. I thought he was steady. He was consistent. Probably a higher completion percentage than what he had last scrimmage. Maybe not quite as explosive. I think that's a tribute to our defense and what they did as well. So good both scrimmages for him, and just continue to make the progress. And I think building the team and getting the momentum going, when we knew we needed to do it, and that's allowing us to have 3 weeks of prep building our team for Florida State.
I like the fact they went ahead and named him. So I think it gives him the confidence. He's walking around, feeling like he's, I'm saying arrogant, but feeling like he's the guy who's gotten used to dealing with it. And so when they named him, they talked to him about, he called his parents and cried, how appreciative that he is of this opportunity. He's earned it. So I actually like the fact that they've named him this early. Some people say, why you name it this early? Just tell the people inside the building. But it would get out. I think it probably will help him in the long run, that now that he knows.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
All right. One more clip, Chase. Let's talk about the secondary, thoughts on the secondary from the second scrimmage. They're talking about the lack of picks. Maybe that means the quarterbacks don't put the ball put it up for grabs there, so maybe that's a positive thing there for the offense. But here's what Coach had to say about the secondary.
Good question. There's so much that I'm watching. I couldn't tell you exactly who had maybe the most tackles or anything. I thought the defense today in the secondary it did a really good job of making sure that they were getting the guys on the ground. I think we still didn't get the picks we're trying to get, enforced. But I know that we're getting close, and we had a couple, this week. And you can see the momentum building for those guys. Hard to single anyone guy out. I thought there was a number of guys that did a nice job. So the guys you'd expect are really the guys that are producing.
Well, there he didn't go any names. I asked him about the secondary, and I mean, guy just watched the scrim. They hadn't had a chance to watch the film or anything like that, so he didn't Colin blew up. The lack of picks, does that concern you at all? Or is that just saying that that Coach Grubb and those guys have taught these quarterbacks and running backs how to secure the football and take care of the football?
I think that's the good part. I think Ty knows when to throw it and where to throw it. So I think that's a plus.
Yeah, no doubt. All right.
We got the vinegar tip coming up.
We'll take this break here, Chase, and then we get back. We'll get this vinegar tip. Yesterday, it was for the hiccups. Chase, you got any vinegar back there in the studio? No, I'll bring you some in case this tip will help you. How your feet? Your feet doing all right? My feet doing good. Throat, sore throat? Yeah, we know how to cure all that. All right, this vinegar tip, when we get back, we brought to you by Michael McGuire and State Farm Insurance. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Inside the Alabama Crimson Tide with the Gary Harris Show.
Hey, it's Gary Harris. Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., the countdown to kickoff continues for high school football. We'll get it started on Thursday night, and we will continue our high school football previews on Tuesday morning. Plus, the Rocket Man, Drew DeArmon from 977 ESPN Radio in Huntsville will break down Alabama Crimson Tide football and your phone call. That's all coming up Tuesday morning at 9 a.m.
Catch the Gary Harris Show Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. on Tide 100.9 and Tide 100.9.com.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, traffic has really calmed down for the most part for now. Now we've got McFarland, and that's pretty peachy. And between Watermelon and 43, you're pretty much moving at posted speed. Definitely moving
at the cigarettes. But she just grabs the gum off the counter. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally want you to reduce your risk for cancer. Go to takeahealthystand.org.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard, aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Labor, ABA, and the station. The Alabama Department of Labor is an equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Dial 711 for TTY accessibility.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Sky partly to mostly sunny today. A few spots could see a shower or storm this afternoon or this evening. The high today, 93. Tonight's low, 75. Tomorrow, partially sunny with a chance of scattered storms by afternoon. The high, 92. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 79 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
I feel good.
Inside the Locker Room. We know this segment brought to you by State Farm. Michael McGuire. Go to coverageforttown.com. It'll bring up Michael's website. You can start to get a quote right there if you want to do it right there at the website. They're located at 302 Merchants Walk, Suite 200. Give them a call today, 205-752-8500. You're in good hands with Michael McGuire and Allstate Insurance. All right, what we got today?
I drank some of that apple cider vinegar yesterday. It's good.
Yeah?
It's really good. All right, now, folks. Now, I know all of you sitting around waiting, can't wait. He takes her to the door, and he kisses her goodnight. And she goes in, and mom and daddy say, how was your night? Well, it was okay, but when I put my head on his shoulder, he had some bad deodorant. His deodorant wasn't good. He had a little stinky smell about it. So what you got to do is be darn sure that your deodorant that you put on, we're going to tell you what to do, is so that she won't say, he stunk a little bit. So what you do is you wet a square or a gauze or a small soft cloth with apple cider vinegar. Mm. And you wipe it under your armpit. Wipe it good before you get on that day. After you had that shower, and he's ready to pick you up. You're ready to pick her up. You wipe it on those armpits, and then you let that dry before you dress. And then it's not going to take the place of commercial deodorant, but it will keep the bacteria that causes odors at bay for a while, for several hours.
So you still use the deodorant on top of the
vinegar. Oh, yeah, you still use the deodorant. But when she gets in the house, she's going to say, I kind of liked him. He was pretty nice. He kissed good. He smelled good. But if she said, I don't know, that deodorant wasn't good, it means that you didn't use an apple cider vinegar. So tell you, all you men and women listening to this show, you tell your boys and girls and all of you who are listening to the show, be darn sure to knock it down with apple cider vinegar, and then you can put on some deodorant, and that is your vinegar tip for the day.
You rub that on your armpit, and then you wait till it dries, and then you put the deodorant.
You put it under your arm.
Armpit.
You do. You let it dry, and then you get you some deodorant.
You might need to give that tip in Europe.
Yeah. Boy, that's the truth.
Sometimes they don't wear deodorant. Did you know that? They don't wear deodorant in Europe, Chase?
No. They stink. They stink, too. Yeah.
Right. I mean, all right, so rub that pit. Michael, when it dries, get your little right guard or whatever you're going to use. And put it under there, and you should be good. That tip brought to you by Michael McGuire and State Farm Insurance. Give him a call today, 205-752-8500. And Gary just walked in, so he missed that tip, so I'll be sure to tell him if he starts to stink a little bit, what
he needs to do. He needs to listen to these tips.
Gary gets out of the car. He's not. Your tip is not holding him in his car.
He needs to get credit.
Yeah. so anyway, Gary, today it's about stinky armpits. Rub a little apple cider vinegar under your pit. Let it dry, and then put your deodorant on. So
that's right.
And it also will cure the hiccups. So
hiccups was a different deal. Yeah,
that was
if you got the hiccups and also deodorant, you got a double problem. You ain't gonna date that guy again.
Yeah. No. Problem with the hiccup thing is, you said if you were out to dinner, people just don't carry their apple cider vinegar in their purse.
No, but you if you if you you're in a mess. You got you got to get up and go to the waiter, and you say, "Sir, back in your kitchen, you got apple cider vinegar." You say, "Well, I should have got plenty of it. Bring me a little glass of it, but don't say anything about it around these other people."
Yeah, just bring me a little shot of it. Chase, you got that? I don't want that studio stinking anymore in there because you ain't got deodorant on. So get you some apple cider vinegar. All right. Are we going to do a blue plate this week?
If you want me to, I will.
All right. Here's your games. Iowa State, Kansas. You're going to do it today. Iowa State, Kansas State. 3-point line there. Fresno State and Kansas. That game's in Lawrence, Kansas. It's $300 million that they got. Stanford in Hawaii, and then Sam Houston in Western Kentucky. Jack said he changed the baseball coach from Western Kentucky's son is here at Shelton now, and Jack took him to bid day out there, and he said he changed the kid's life. He's never seen that many girls in one place in his entire life.
He found him a couple up out there.
He called his daddy back at Bowling Green, Kentucky, and said, "I ain't coming home." So there you go.
I'm buying some deodorant.
Yeah, I'm going to get me some apple cider vinegar and get me some deodorant. All right, that's it for today's show. We're going to get out of here and make way for the Gary Harris Show. Gary will give you some actual real sports. We're just kind of fooling around in here from most of the time, but Kevin Skarbinski, we appreciate Kevin on being on. We talked about Cam Newton retiring his jersey. Was that a good thing? I think people agree that it is. He earned it, I guess. Jim Harbaugh, you can throw him in the river. We didn't like him. What else did we not like this morning, Chase? We don't want the 24-team playoff that the Big Ten is trying to come up with. Good Lord, Gary, the football season will go longer than the basketball season. Now, before basketball's even over, they'll still be playing football games if the Big Ten had anything to do about it. All right, that's it for today's show. Thank you, Chase. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.